That's soprano Nina Dorliak with Sviatoslav Richter and the Lullaby to the Doll by Mussorgsky. It strikes me, listening to that, she's both a singer of great refinement and yet at the same time a child.
Yeah.
It's an incredible combination.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes.
Now, Alexander, you also said this was an historic performance, one that will live forever as long as we're thinking about song. Why?
Well, Nina Dorliak was a singer who took the tradition of Russian art song performance after the great singers of the past. But those great singers of the past, such as Maria Olenina Dalheim, were never recorded. We know about their performance only by hearsay, but what did Nina? She recorded it, and it was kind of a recorded for posterity.
Of Maria Olenina Dalheim.
Right. Of all the predecessors, because there were other people too.
Right.
Zoya Lodi and some other.
Yeah. And here she is performing with Sviatoslav Richter. Who would you say influenced whom in this collaboration?
Well, I think that in a way it was mutual. Although the genius of Richter's are rather difficult to compare with hers. At the same time, Nina was a very profound musician herself and quite an artist with small but beautiful voice. And this was something very exquisite. So I think that the beautiful sound of Richter's playing was enchanted by Nina's singing. And Nina's singing was enchanted by Richter's playing.
Right. So it just wasn't the great Richter influencing her. It was both.
It was both, yes.
Yeah, and equal. Now, Prokofiev was one of the great composers in Russia at this time, famous. Was there a connection between him and the Dorliak Richters?
Yes, absolutely. In 1945, they gave their first recital with Prokofiev songs. And then in 1948... the concert was especially memorable. It was a tremendous success for Prokofiev. It was in the Great Hall of the Conservatory, and he was called on stage, Prokofiev, several times.
Right.
Smiling, he thanked Nina and said, "Thank you for reviving my corpses." It meant that Richter and Dorliak performed his works, which for a long time were not performed and went, so to speak, out of circulation.
You got an example?
Yes. The song is "Into Your Chamber" on Pushkin words. "Into your chamber I come for the last time."
Bye.
soprano Nina Dorliak with Sviatoslav Richter at the piano and Prokofiev's song Into Your Chamber. Did you say Into Your Chamber, Alexander, I Come One More Time?
One last time.
One last time.
Yes. Mm. It's an enigma because we don't know why. Why last time? Whether it's some external circumstances or it's the end of love, but there are so much love in it.
I know. What non-Russian repertoire did she sing?
Oh, they performed a great deal of Western music together, starting from the very beginning of their collaboration, and appeared together very often during the harsh winter of 1945. Just imagine, Moscow after the war was freezing and starving, but people came to the concerts given by Richter and Dorliak to the Great Hall of the Conservatory. Often they performed Bach. And of course, there was Schubert and Schumann and Liszt, and of course, Mozart.
Ah. Dorliak and Richter in Mozart's song Sehnsucht nach dem Frühling, longing for spring, which she sang in Russian. And even if you couldn't understand the words, you certainly got a sense, Alexander, of what a fabulous Mozart soprano she is.
Yeah, oh yes, absolutely. By the way, in her very youth, she sang Susanna.
She did. Well, I was going to say it.
Right.
She's
right.
A perfect Susanna.
That's
Listen
right.
Listen to those little
right.
embellishments.
That's
you
right.
Know. Wonderful.
I would like to bring you back to the concert, which was described so brilliantly by Galina Pisarenko.
All right.
At the beginning of this recital, Richter extracted some faces from the audience. He leaned toward Nina and said at the piano, he depicted the faces, the mannerisms, the eyes, the way they sit, and he asked Nina, whose beauty is shining there in A major? This beauty was Galina Pisarenko. So he often defined people by the musical key, which determined for him not only their character, but also their fate. And if you ask me, and what is the key of Nina?
And what is the key of Nina?
F sharp minor.
Ah, well, I knew it would be minor.
Right,
because
right.
She certainly has a sadness, a note of sadness in her voice.
F sharp minor, it's the eighth novelette by Schumann. Here is the portrait of Nina Dorliak in an excerpt from the novelette number 8, opus 23, written by Robert Schumann and painted on the piano by Sviatoslav Richter. And after that, Nina's own tribute to Schumann.
утром в саду встречаю летнего солнца привет. Кивают и шепчут цветок.
Nina Dorliac with Sviatoslav Richter singing about a shining summer morning, music of Robert Schumann. She sang it in Russian, and before that we heard Richter in F-sharp minor give his portrait of Nina Dorliac from Schumann's novelette. Alexander, how much modern music did they do together?
They did a lot of modern music, and I think that here their interests coincided. Of course, the